Welcome to the new. Every experience with God's Word promises to be refreshing and transformational. Receive today's message with high expectations as it brings power, light, and a fresh anointing to your life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the whirlwind of testimony. I like us to do that together. I always love when I say it, particularly where we're live on this broadcast. So let's try it again. Good morning and welcome to the Wild Wind of Testimonies. Yes, today is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome again to today's prayers as we continue praying the Pauline prayers that we've been praying for the past 3 days now. I'm grateful to God for the things that He's doing amongst us. God is truly indeed in our midst as a church. So I want to welcome you to today's prayer. I hope you are ready to pray. I'd like you to greet someone, on the comment section. Good morning. This, if you see somebody's name there, call their name out. Particularly somebody you probably don't know before. Call that person's name out and say good morning, to Bingpe. Good morning, Shola. Good morning, Bade. Good morning, Ife. Good morning, Tayo. Whatever. Just put that name there and greet somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord says to tell you while I was just meditating and praying concerning the whirlwind of testimony before the prayer started. And the Lord says to tell somebody under the sound of my voice that He's heard and answered your prayers. He said He's heard and answered the prayers. I want to give you a comforting word of hope this morning. I want to say to you that God has begun to do the things that you have been believing for. You are going to begin to see the manifestation in your life. I promise you, by the power of the Spirit, you're going to begin to see the manifestation of God in your life. All the things that you've put in your heart, your belief, your heart cry, the things that no one can see, the prayer points that not even your close family friends or your close neighbors, your close friends, none of them even know these things you are going through. But the Lord says to tell you, He says He's answered your prayers. He says He's heard your cry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you just lift up your hands and give God praise for that word? The people who this word speaks to know what this word means to them. So can you just lift up your hands and give God praise? Father, we thank you. We thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen, 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 amen. Somebody prophesy and declare this prophetically, that I advance with speed. Declare it prophetically. Say, advance with speed. Before we begin to pray, that's the second category of people that the Lord says to speak to. The Lord says to say to you all, and those who's going to catch this word in their spirit, He said that dashing, that's how I heard it. He said the dashing has started already. He said you're advancing with speed. So if you look at those two words, let's separate them for a moment. There is advance and there is speed. Advance then means to move forward, to gain momentum, to move from one place to another place, to change trajectories. That's the word, the meaning of the word advance. But what the Lord says I should say to you, it's not only that you're going to advance. He says to tell you that you are advancing in speed and with speed. I want you to prophesy that over yourself and I want you to declare it, shutting your eyes and say it 7 times. By now you know the prophetic word. When we do this whirlwind of testimony and every word that comes forth always have a result and a manifestation with testimonies and signs and wonders to follow through with it. I wanted to say this prophetically. You're going to declare it 7 times, shutting your eyes, particularly those who this word connects to their spirit. You're going to close your eyes and going to say it 7 times. You can type it right on the comment section as well. I advance with speed. It's a prophetic declaration. It's a prophetic statement. Are you ready to do that? Let's do that now. 1, 2, ready, go. I advance with speed. Just give God praise and give God glory right there. Thank you, Lord, for these words. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, good morning again, and let's get ready as we begin to pray. Somebody say, I'm ready. Put it right there like we always do in the comment section. I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to pray. My mouth is for prayers. Glory to God. And I'm ready to pray. Hallelujah. All right, as our custom is, we'd like to encourage you to share the link to somebody. I mean, people have been getting so many testimonies. I think we're going to have to record some testimonies that has come out from the Wild Wind of Testimonies. We're going to have like a future story of testimonies from the Wild Wind of Testimonies. And we'll just put it maybe on the bank, you know, the church YouTube channel, so people can just go back there, listen to those testimonies, and let them encourage your heart, and let them also, you know, give you a conditioning that if God is doing it for others, he's sure set going to do it for you as well. Praise the Lord. All right, so share the link, to a friend, to a family. Tell them that the Lord is moving mightily in your spiritual home, in your church, and they want to be a part of this grace that God is downpouring upon us. So share the link. You see this link button right there. All right. Share the link. Don't also forget to like the channel. Don't forget to like the page while that is going on, and also drop a comment so that from what the experts have said online, I mean, yeah, is that it helps the algorithm of YouTube. All right, if you've done that, let's get to the business of today. We're going to be praying from the scriptures. And before I say that, I want you to put it right there on the comment section. If you've done it already, put an emoji to show that you've sent a link to somebody, you've invited somebody, and let's get right into prayer. All right, today we're going to be praying from Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to be praying from verse 16. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 16. Like I said, this week we're praying the Pauline prayers. They're so powerful. Yesterday was so, so powerful. All right. On Monday was powerful. Tuesday was powerful. Wednesday. Now today is Wednesday. So it's just going to go from glory to glory. Today we're going to be praying Ephesians chapter 1. Many of you, all right, I've prayed this prayer before. These were the prayers I was referring to the other day on Monday, where Ken Hagin mentioned that anyone who prays this prayer every day for 1 year, your life is going to change. And I'm a testament to that. And I want us to pray this prayer consciously. These are spirit-inspired prayer points, okay? Spirit-inspired prayer point. Now, you might not necessarily see, like I said the other day, the cars, the house, and all of those things. But you see, these prayers helps you build spiritual wealth and spiritual capital. And they are so powerful. They will transform the way you think. They will change your image. And they will give you access to the things that are truly designed for you on the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to be reading Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Now, we're going to be reading the TPT version today. I want you to read this text yourself. If you're online, I want you to get your Bible if you can. And if it's showing online, then that's fine. But if it's not, I want you to read the scriptures and we can know how to pray because you've seen it yourself. Glory to God. Verse 16 says, it says, my heart is always full and overflowing with thanks to God for you, as I constantly remember you in my prayers. Verse 17, it says, I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, will impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. In other words, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation has riches. It says the riches of the spirit of wisdom and revelation, which means that the spirit of wisdom comes with its own package and the spirit of revelation comes with its own package. It comes with its riches. It says the riches of it is going to come with you. It says the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the Bible says, to know him through your deepened intimacy with him. The spirit of wisdom, see, there are different levels of education. Education is a level. Intelligence is a level. Revelation is another level. Look, I want to pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. May you not live the totality of your life based on logic alone. You see, there is a way in which logic is great, and logic helps you to be able to calculate things naturally based on the things that you can see. But there is a level where you are operating by revelation that is beyond science. It's beyond logic. Are you following what I'm saying? May your life not be a total embodiment of logic alone. May there be a supremacy called revelation that banks down into your spirit that causes you to be able to see the things that others do not see. Logic is powerful. Intelligence is powerful, but there is a spirit of wisdom and revelation that causes a man begin to operate on a level that is not common to humans. It says the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, this spirit of wisdom and revelation would now deepen your intimacy with him. And most importantly, it would open your eyes. It will flood your eyes to begin to know him more. That you begin to know him more. You begin to know his will concerning your life. You begin to know the power of his resurrection. Glory to God. It says you're going to pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. I want us to pray that prayer first. Then we'll take the others one after the other again. You're going to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I decree and declare. Today, I decree that I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of my understanding, I love the way it's put right here in the TPT version. It says the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him. Through my deepened intimacy with him. Are you getting what I'm saying? I want you to lift your hands to God and begin to pray in the spirit right now. Rano Soviria, Paron Tokotu. In fact, make this declaration with me. In the name of Jesus, today I decree that I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. As I pray right now, I saw a scale fall off the eyes of people. As I said that, the scale fall off the eyes of people. You just begin to know exactly. Come on, just pray in the spirit. I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of my understanding being enlightened. La croson telegedi, le procosaka barua telegede, la parante legesuze, ashande legade, eco. Bondo roba keria kasonde legaba parashante leba katorombo shandalaba. Listen, this whirlwind of testimony is not only for prophecies alone. It's also for you to engage through prayers. I want you to lift your voices and not just receive the prayer. Open up your mouth and pray in the spirit. Leraka shontoro bata. Make this moment count. La roko sonte legadia rashede bakatalia eshandala bakaya ekasonda raba. I've taught you how to seize opportunities. How to steward moment. This is a moment in time. Le baria kasonda kasika. The Bible says where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Makore kezi elamangre eshede bana la poronka san katele pondo koko rakase ketolia bataya nada. This is a moment you can seize. To seize the moment to pray concerning the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your life. La raka aporo elegro okokabria. Somebody pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. La rakashande legada le koboronte legadi la banda kade eka shaka talia bakaya le poko sonda baraka shakata liga sonte le bakaya kata le koponde legasuria le rabande le kapa. I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation ele kereke sonde lo bakaya le kaparuso lirakeida beraske de kadabanda laba. My journey is pampered with the spirit of wisdom and revelation ele karaka sonde le kapa. My vision is partnering with the spirit of wisdom. Revelation. I refuse to dwell in the realms of logic alone. I refuse to dwell in the realms of logic alone. I refuse to design my advancement by mere calculation. Somebody be declaring that. If you can, just type that on the screen. If you want to, La Raka Sondo, I refuse Paraka Shanda Labaka to dwell in the realms of logic alone. La Kara Paroko Sonte Legeshiga, I refuse Ala Karoke Sheke Teke 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 that my advancement is solely by calculation, by human predictions and human calculations. La Raka Tolo Prokoso, my advancement would not be only by human predictions and only by human calculations. I operate in a higher level of intelligence. By the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, la raka shonto lobakaya rakaso rabadabada. I'm filled with the knowledge of God. I'm filled with the knowledge of God. I'm filled with the knowledge of God. La raka sondele bataya. My relationship with him deepens. La kasori ekeroshto le rakateli erobodozuzu. My desire for the word, my desire for studying, my desire for the things of the Spirit. My desire for my prayer life is heightened by this suppression of the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. I begin to prioritize from today my intimacy with the Spirit of the living God. Listen, children of God, this prayer takes you away from the mundane level of praying. Praying for cars and all of those things, there's nothing wrong with it, absolutely. But you see, it helps you come into a consciousness of who you are in Christ. Lerade, lozule, akilia, perakoshonta, lebari zogodia, akakakakakakakakaka, arakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakak I refuse to dwell. Somebody declare this prophetically. The outcome of my life will not be only, we can, let me take that again. In the name of Jesus, say after me, the outcomes of my life would not be able to be, would not be traceable only to logic. Are you getting what I'm saying? The outcomes of my life would not be traceable only to logic. In other words, people would not just be able to look at you and say, this is what he did, this is what he did, this is what she did that made this thing happen. There is a side of your life that must only be traceable to the spirit of wisdom and revelation. It's an unexplainable by men. The outcomes of your life, parakateliza. I don't know what's going to hold this one so tight to your spirit, but I declare and prophesy over you. Somebody say loud, amen. From today, the outcomes of your life will not be traceable only to logic. In the name of Jesus, because the results you will produce would daze human science. It would daze logic. In the name of Jesus, you are elevated by revelation. I'm elevated by elevation. Somebody declare that. Put that right there on the comment section if you can. I'm elevated by revelation. La raka shode le koparata le grote le gazuz egrege dagani gopaya. There's a new operation at work in my life. Every time I open the Bible to read, I begin to see deep and mighty things of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every time a message is being sent to me and I'm hearing the word of the Lord, I'm comprehending on a whole new level of operation via the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the by the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the Lord, him, I'm not tossed to and fro by any wind of doctrine because I know the word. What this prayer does is to create an hunger deep within you for the things of the spirit, for the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Somebody declare this with me. You know, you can be confidently ignorant. Do you know what that means? It means there are people who think they know, but by the reason of the outcomes, they actually don't know. You are confidently ignorant. This is why we pray this prayer. Because you see, ignorance sometimes is a disguise of hidden truth, whereby you think that you know what to do, you have the leeway to enter into the things that you need to do, but actually you are completely in the opposite or completely in the wrong because you actually don't know what to do, but you are confidently, you know, there's a way you want to build a business for God and you are confidently ignorant about the know-how of that business. Confidently ignorant. What do I mean? It means that the method, like I was saying to you yesterday, the method to build has now changed. You are still holding back. You are still holding on to the previous method of operation. Confidently ignorant. But by the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the introduction of that, that ignorance vanishes away from your life because you are now operating by revelation of the now. Revelation is an accumulation of insight, foresight, and hindsight. When you receive revelation, it's a combination of the three: insight, foresight, and hindsight. And so you are able to look to the past and from that deduce operations of the future, which is foresight. That's what revelation does for you. Somebody declare this. Say it very loud. Put it right there and declare it. I refuse to be confidently ignorant. Have you met people who you ask them questions, they are talking and they are saying it with so much pride, so much strength, so much convictions, but you are looking at it and you are wondering, what is this person saying? That's how many of us wrote exams. If you're an MBA student or you finish in a university or anything like that, writing exams, sometimes the examiner asks you a question. You are answering the question, answering it very well. You are too sure only for you to get outside and then your friend tells you that the question was, did you remember the question? And say, yes, I remember the question. And only for you to find out that what the friend asked you or what you wrote down during the exam or in the exam or was completely different from what was asked. For example, they say, tell us why not to, but what you read was tell us why. The not was there, but you did not see it. And you were writing it very well, confidently, only for you to come out to find out that you were wrong. Confidently ignorant. But from today, I refuse to be confidently ignorant. I begin to know by the revelation of the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the next another 3 minutes, I want you to pray in the Spirit. I refuse. Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Somebody declare this with me prophetically, and I want you to say it very loud from your spirit. Say, in the name of Jesus, I begin to operate on a higher level of intelligence by the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the name of Jesus. Come on, declare with me right now. In the name of Jesus, from today, I receive the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. My relationship with God is deepened by the Spirit of wisdom and revelation every time I study the word. Every time I engage in spiritual activities, I go deeper in the things of the Spirit. My eyes are open. I receive illumination. I'm hungry and thirsty for the things of the Spirit, and I have insight to them by the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Secondly, we're going to pray. We're going to continue this prayer tomorrow, the Pauline prayers, particularly Ephesians chapter 1. There's so much to unpack in this place. Verse 18 says, I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you light, until you experience the full revelation of the hope of His calling. What we're going to take for the A part alone tonight, today, because of time. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination. Oh, maragatali embono sosovele gataya. Elemongo rojili geziza garanga deliga poronde legezuze erage shetilia. The people under the sound of my voice, your imagination is weakened. Your judgment is weakened because your imagination is weakened. By the power of the Spirit today, there's somebody under the sound of my voice, because you have operated in this level of imagination over and again, and you have not really seen the outcomes of the result of that imagination in your life, what happened to you is that you shut it down. But from today, the light of God's countenance is flooding your imagination. Look, there is a reason why God put imagination as part of the faculty of a human being. Because that is the realm in which you are not there presently, but you can see the reality of it. In fact, let me say this to you. Imagination is a part of the human operation that causes hope to be anchored in the life of a person. In other words, you are experiencing by your thoughts what you hope to see and what will still happen to you, but you are experiencing it in the present time. That's what imagination does. You are experiencing this in the present time. It's a faculty that bets hope in the lives of people. Also, it's what God uses to show you what would happen so that you can see it before it happens. Imagination. The Bible says in verse 18 here, it says, I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination. Somebody's going to pray for the next 3 minutes. From today, the light of God, Lamaro Kosondo, illuminates the eyes of my imagination.
of my imagination. My imagination is going to a whole new level. If you have not been imagining for some days, for some weeks now, for some months now, let that illumination, maraka shonde legadi, radile gozuze egeraka, lakaporwa shetelia kaparia, ekazure elakaba. Somebody pray in the spirit. Alakaria kotolia katalia, alabara kasonda laba. My mind is alive. My mind is active. I have the mind of Christ. Somebody declare it. I have the mind of Christ. Iporoveliga korwa ekeraka shote legatai eraka shote lekata epezo iprate 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 mantre tokoide manprekotondega iprokotendegedi iprokotondegedi aporoshonte legaba e la kosonde legadi arapando kosondo kopondo kopalia kapalia e kosonde bekatalia kapa E shale bakanda, e rakashonda kata kata kata, e kakaroponto legaba, lekosonte lema. One more minute. Pray in the spirit. E la karapatalia gaporwa kashede, e na labakate ketoloba rakasheke telia kampaya, e rasute kaido porwa. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says in verse 18, it says, I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination. Let me say something here. The Lord just put something in my spirit now. There are certain people under the sound of my voice. Please listen to this critically as we begin to close now. Your imagination has been attacked by a series of experiences of guilt. And listen, every commitment that is made out of guilt would suffer a major relapse eventually. Any decision, any lifestyle that is anchored on guilt would eventually suffer a disappointment and a major relapse. So your imagination has been attacked by the series of guilt. What is guilt there? Things you did, events that you participated in, knowingly or unknowingly, it has affected the way you see life. You no longer operate in the freedom that comes with the ability of your imagination. Why? Because guilt is amping it down. There are people that this is talking to. The Lord asked me to pray for you. If there is anything in your life currently that is dragging the freedom of your imagination, be it guilt, be it shame, be it experiences of the past, be it anything whatsoever, Aramano shede beligre akelo vodus legiri kasonde le baria gatoli e razili koporwa shete lagaba. In the authority of Jesus right here, right now, they are completely dispelled now. Maraka shotolo batele bataleba ala bantele gasundoraba. He himself bore your diseases. In the authority of Jesus, that guilt is nullified right now in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Sometimes guilt is as a result of what, look, sometimes people think guilt is about, oh, maybe you backbited or you lied on someone or somebody cheated you. You know, sometimes guilt is also your own feeling of being incapacitated for growth. It's sometimes not an external thing. It's not what somebody did towards you or did towards somebody. Sometimes you can be experiencing internal guilt by yourself. The inability to be able to resuscitate yourself back into things. You are now guilty by your own self. You are held caged, captive because of that guilt. And your imagination to want to go above. Hallelujah. By the power of the Spirit today, it is completely destroyed. Somebody type it on the comment section, my mind is free. I have the mind of Christ, declare it. My imagination has been given a permission to travel far. My imagination has been given the permission to travel far. And I hope you understand in context with the with the will of God. My imagination has now been given the permission. There are people understand my voice. You see, when we say freedom, it's not only that your legs are free. Sometimes some people's mind has been held captive by experiences, held captive by guilt and pain. My God, I feel such. As I was praying, I can feel the weight of people in my spirit right now. The word of God says, "Ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham, but from today, by the reason of this wild wind of testimony, receive permission to fly. Nothing whatsoever from today would hold you bound. Your operating faculty of your imagination that is supposed to release potentials on the earth that has been held captive by guilt, by shame, by pain, by experiences, by traumas. In the authority of Jesus right now, I break that yoke in the name of Jesus. I literally can feel people's pain right now, people's burden right now. I announce to you, a new you will emerge from this meeting this morning. Hila kura kaile akosuta kaile bokode. Yes, you that I can see in the spirit. You are more than this. But that thing has you bound, so you cannot overcompensate your inadequacies by you accepting your limitation. But by the word of the Lord, by the word of this prophet today, you are free from that shackles in the name of Jesus. Rise as the king that you are. See as the king that you are. Be lifted as the king that you are. Operate as the king as you are, that you are. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the beauty of the Lord now be established upon your life. In the authority of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, God bless you, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for victory. This is a victory that we have, even our faith. Thank you, Lord. Wow. God bless you, everyone. Don't forget, Wild Wind of Testimony continues tomorrow, same time, 7 a.m. And go back to this prayer as I'm praying again. And congratulations for that freedom. Like a bird in the cage is now broken free, and you are completely free. The word of the Lord to you today is that your imagination has been given a permission to fly. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, everyone.
We hope you were greatly blessed by today's message, because God still has so much He wants to share with you. So stay connected every week to experience uplifting and life-changing moments in His presence.